Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the Song of Solomon, and today, chapter 2. Now, this Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, by the way, where do we get Song of Songs? Well, those are the first words in verse 1 of the book, and so some have made the title that. But the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, which is the most excellent song of the 1005 that Solomon wrote. This is the one that we're considering in inspired scripture. And as we read through chapter 1 yesterday, we see the beginning dialogue between the Shulamite girl and her beloved. And in chapter 2 here, we see that continue. Again, Song of Solomon depicts and really points us to the wonderful love and communion that Jesus Christ has with his church. And so let's dive into the very Word of God today and fill our heads and our hearts with the truth of it. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Sustain me with cakes of raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag upon the mountains of Bethair. Well, amen. Praise God for this, his very word. Praise God for this wonderful account and picture and poetic picture of love. Well, I hope you're blessed by the reading of God's word today, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue in chapter 3. God bless you, and we'll see you then.